Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Alaska House of Representatives passed House Bill 3003 by a vote of 24-16. The proposed PFD amount would be set at $1,100 per person. House Bill 3003 also didn't receive the necessary votes for the CBR, which requires a three-quarters supermajority vote. On Monday, a full statutory PFD vote failed, as did a 50-50 PFD. In a follow-up to the floor vote, Representative Sarah Vance spoke on where the amount will be pulled from.
The bill read to be $1,100 PFD that was funded out of the general fund and our savings account. Now, we have a couple of savings accounts, and this was funded from the statutory budget reserve, which is the SBR. And what is interesting about it is that there's been a lot of questions if there is money available in that fund to be able to bridge that gap.
Representative Vance also said the House's proposed PFD amount actually would be $619.
We did get a memo from Corey Mills, who is the Deputy Attorney General from the Department of Law, that said there is no additional money currently in the SBR. She says the bottom line is the sweepability of the SBR is not impacted by the recent memorandum or by the governor's directive to the Office of Management and Budget. So it clarifies that the proposal in the bill that was just passed by the House that includes an $1,100 PFD, because they used money from the SBR that they thought was there, will only amount to about a $619 dividend. So it is not $1,100. I'd like to note, I voted against this because it is an arbitrary number. It is not based upon calculation, and it is essentially leftovers. It's less than 30%.
The House adjourned Tuesday until Friday morning at 10 a.m. Also, the bill still needs approval from the state Senate and Governor Mike Dunleavy. Alaska is reporting more than 1,000 new cases of COVID-19. The State Department of Health and Social Services reported 1,155 new cases Monday from Friday through Sunday. That number includes 1,111 resident cases and 44 non-resident cases. Again, this was in the data dump from Friday through Sunday, so this was numbers from over the weekend. Across the Kenai Peninsula, Kenai reported 27 cases, Homer 24, Seward 22, Soldana 18, Sterling 9, Acre 0.4, Kenai Peninsula Borough North 3, Kenai Peninsula Borough South 3, and Nikiski 2. Kenai reported 3 non-resident cases. Soldotna reported 1. In addition, there are near-record numbers for hospitalized COVID-19 patients. The DHSS reported that Alaska tied its record for the most people hospitalized with COVID-19 at one time over the weekend, with 151 hospitalized patients on Friday and on Saturday. And that number of hospitalized COVID patients dropped to 150 Sunday. Last week, Dr. Ann Zink said,
a lot of red. We continue to have a lot of cases in the state. Remember that as the whole system becomes more busy and more full, cases are delayed in reporting. So it takes longer for, say, a hospital or a clinic to report in that data. It takes longer for tests to turn around. It takes longer for our team to upload that data. We're all working as fast as we can to make sure it's as timely and accurate as it can be, but there can be some delays. I think the overall trend is pretty clear. We got a lot of COVID spreading and a lot of places are exposed, particularly all across the state. As we've seen in 19% increase week over week.
46.5% of the Kenai Peninsula region fully vaccinated. Full details, radiokenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.